Sterling High School Radio, WSHS. Here on Sterling High School Radio, you will hear a wide variety of music from Elvis Presley to Taylor Swift. Sterling Radio, a streaming audio radio station that gives you the best mix of music 24/7, 365. We'll also be bringing you remote broadcasts for select student activities and reminders for community events. Sterling High School Radio, from the students to you.
Good morning, you're listening to Sterling High School Radio, and we have Trivial Matters at hand. This is the March Mayhem of Music. I am Malcolm McNally, I will be your host today, and this is the Mad Lads Rock Region. This is the second day of March Mayhem of Music. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Mike Malutinovic.
I'm Tom Keen.
I'm David Geisner.
And we are pinning off the first seed versus eighth seed. Our first seed is Panic at the Disco versus Pearl Jam. Now, Panic was like a definite number one by default. They did way too well last year. Like, it's like a given. Like, oh, they have to be first seed. If they're not first seed, then what are they?
Right.
Exactly, because they're just so hot right now. Honestly,
they're super hot. I'm sorry. I'm actually just like really sorry. And we also have Pearl Jam at 8th seed. I'm gonna be honest with you, I felt really bad playing Pearl Jam at 8th seed, especially since like he was in tears, but he was distraught learning. Shots was distraught learning that Pearl Jam was such a low seed. But once like the problem with our seeding is we need to think about not only how popular they are just like nowadays, but also within the school.
Exactly, and plus I really like how we have a good new versus old in every matchup that we have. And looking at all that we have, Pearl Jam and Panic, it's honestly the best fit that we have for the entire bracket.
Yeah, a lot of the seeding was based on old versus new. We had to have them seeded, like, if they're old, they had to go against somebody new. We can't have old versus
exactly
new. Like, if you look, like, okay, Nirvana, he's not till next week, but Nirvana was 6th seed. We want Nirvana. I mean, Nirvana probably shouldn't be that low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nirvana, we probably would put a 5th seed. But right now, 5th seed is Imagine Dragons, who we'll be playing later on in the bracket today. If we had Nirvana as 5th seed, they'd be going against 4th seed, which is Foo Fighters, who we'll also be playing a little bit later on.
Exactly.
So we had to, like, well, actually, we had to plan out, like, each seed. It was more
strategic.
I'm a big fan of recency bias.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Pearl by the Disco, Panic by the Disco did almost win an entire bracket last year. So it's like a more recency bias. But also consider like popularity, like 21 Pilots is also relatively huge right now.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So we always have to consider that. Anyway, I think we're going to start off big with Panic at the Disco.
All right.
And I think they're going to do, they might even win. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean,
you think they're gonna win?
The other brackets are really, really rough. Once we get into the finals, we had to go against On the Billboard, and their first seed is Rihanna. There's a poll on Twitter right now asking people who they think the first seed's gonna win, and Rihanna was 70.
Luckily, that was Drake. 70.
That was Drake.
That was.
That was 7%.
Yeah. I'm really stupid.
No, luckily, Rihanna is up there,
luckily, Drake is in the other side of bracket. But if it makes you feel better, Panic's at second right now with 11%. So that it helps. Speaking of the polls, we still have Listen by Numbers polls going up. We had Room 5 versus Boyz II Men, and we also had Jackson 5 versus Blink-182. That poll is still ongoing, but I don't want to delay our show any further. I think we're going to hit up with some Panic at the Disco.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to wait. But what a shame, what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with, I haven't seen people ever heard of. fact. Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is safe. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact. Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is safe. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Pour the champagne.
Not Tragedies by Pink and Disco from their 2005 album A Fever Can't Sweat Out.
Up next we have Yellow Ledbetter. It was the first song that Pearl Jam actually wrote as a group, and it was actually their 10 outtake from their album, and it's a great way to kick off Pearl Jam right here on Sterling High School Radio.
I wanna leave it again. Want to start it on a piece of love. Want to say I wanna leave it again. I wanna leave it on a wasted on a way. Yeah. And it cold and I say and I won't wanna sit and then I fall out. On a river, oh, I said, I know what I wear on a box of a bag. Can you see the air on the bush? Yeah, my head on the wind. I know.
Mayhem of Music 2018. That was Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam, and previously that was Panic at the Disco. What an unfortunate matchup. I'm gonna be brutally honest with you. That's such, like, there's a lot of, like, interesting matchups. Like, Foo Fighters we're gonna play in the second half of the show, but, you know, that's a really interesting matchup. I think Imagine's gonna win, but we're not. I'm not trying to skip around. I'm trying to get down to business. I'm trying to get down to whatever we're talking about right now, and to be honest with you, like, Pearl Jam, they have history.
Yeah,
they know what also has history? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Previously, oh my god.
Every year we try to do a Hall of Fame. you know what I mean. We try to do a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bracket. But the issue is, like we talked about previously, it depends on how the popularity of school. Like, think about it, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now. Like, they're all old artists, at least older.
Kinda.
I would say before 90s is when it doesn't really get recognizable in the school. So we had to consider.
Yeah, before the 90s.
We had to consider. Pearl Jam's is like.
With the exception of, like, Michael Jackson.
I mean,
yeah,
Panic
Michael
is.
Jackson, maybe some Green Day.
Panic is your 2000s artist.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
Everyone knows
yeah.
a lot about Panic. And Pearl Jam are definitely a lot older than Panic. Like, Panic is like, that's why, like, Panic to me.
Panic was formed in 2004, while Pearl Jam was formed in 1990.
Yeah, so that's like 14 years earlier. So
exactly,
Pearl Jam was around when Foo Fighters, Nirvana, when all of them were around at their heights.
Oh yeah,
so,
definitely.
And then you have Panic, which basically also kickstarted the rock, which also led to 21 Pilots and all your new age artists out there too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even though that Pearl Jam does have double the albums of what Panic has now. Pearl Jam has 10, while only Panic has 5. No, I didn't mean to say only. It's still a amazing feat to have 5 whole albums, but it just shows how much Pearl Jam has been around and what a legacy they have been and what Panic has done as well, honestly.
Yeah, we have Red Hot Chili Peppers as our second seed later on, and they have so many albums.
Oh my god.
And 11.
Think, yeah, 11
sure.
whole
which
albums.
Which is a crazy amount. And the lowest amount of albums in terms of artists is Imagine Dragons, who only has 3, which, like I said before 1,000 times, we will be playing them later on. Yeah.
Well, Nirvana also has 3.
Yeah, Nirvana. Well, Nirvana, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But still, they have great history.
They do. They're
in terms of music. They're definitely, I mean, I feel bad for putting them at 6th seed, but I mean,
they're in a pretty nice matchup.
I'm stepping away from our most important matchup at hand, Pearl Jam versus Panic at the Disco, but I think there's also some important matters at hand in terms of the weather. We are going to have, supposedly, an awful storm. I think Milton Novick wants to tell us more about the weather for today.
All right, so for the weather for today, right now it is 39 degrees on the Sterling campus with some light rain. We have high winds warning up until 10 a.m. today. For tonight, we're looking at a high of 42 and a low of 29 degrees. Winds becoming strong and cloudy. While tonight, we're also expecting some snow showers, so watch for that in the evening. High of 36, low of 22. And that's the weather on Sterling High School campus.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I think your weather analyzation was great.
Thanks. I tried.
But I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go back to business. I want to go back to March Mayhem.
I was
going to
say,
amazing. March Mayhem, amazing. Before I mess up anymore, I think we're going to go straight back to Panic at the Disco.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. People have told me I don't look the same. Maybe I must wait.
see it too. I'm walking the wrong road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck. How do I like my heart is going to burst. Alone at a table for two, and I just wanna be served. And when you think of me, am I the best you've ever had? Share one more drink with me, smile even though you're sad. I'm walking the wrong road, watching the sky fall. Your dress tangles my neck. How do I live?
Of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco. Next, we're going to have our next matchup, Pearl Jam.
She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find
now it's time for the Mad Labs Mad Libs Mad Minute, where we come up with different answers for Mad Libs that we have for the day. As of silly answers, nouns, adjectives, whatever it is, we'll come up with it and we'll put it in.
Thanks a lot, Mike. We're going to do sick note ad lib. Now, Tommy, David, you gotta help me out here. All right. It's a silly word.
No, I'm thinking panic.
That's like pathetic. That's like, no, I'm not going to say pathetically obvious, but it's like, yeah. It's perfect. Now, illness. Now, whenever I listen to certain radio, I think it's sick beats. I think it's perfect. I was going to say something like, oh, I'm inflamed, but that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you get inflamed from that lit music.
Lit music.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I'm sorry, absolutely everyone who is possibly listening to this broadcast. But noun, plurals. Let's think.
Pilots.
That's also just way too perfect. Yeah. And we do have a last name, and I think it'd be perfect to go with Miltonovic. Speaking of Miltonovic, I think he wants to ask our class a few questions, see what they want as words in the Mad Libs. Now we're going to try. Bear with us. There is quite a bit of delay, so bear with us on this. Mike, let's see what they say.
Hey, all right. So we're coming up with Jillian. Oh, Jillian, can you give me an adjective, please?
Sloppy.
Sloppy. All right. Sam, come give me another adjective.
Groovy.
Groovy. I like that.
Ooh.
Lizzie, can you come up with a silly word for me?
Cabbage.
I like that. All right.
Already Charles, we're
I'm going to ask you for a place.
Toronto.
All right. And I'm going to ask you for a number.
15.
And finally, another adjective.
Barbarous.
Barbarous. Awesome answers from the class. All right, let's see what we got for the final Mad Lib.
This is the Sick Note Lab, just reminding you, those words are already just, we already just went off track. You know, be a perfect number, 182. Speaking of 182, we do have the results for Jackson 5 versus Blink 182, and we do have the results also from Room 5 and Boys to Men, but we're not going to say that now. For now, we're going to go back to our Mad Libs. Also, welcome back, Mike. How's your day? Anyway, we're going to take a little bit of this load. We are going to play a bit more Panic versus Pearl Jam, and after that, we are going to go pit Foo Fighters against Imagine Dragons. What do you think? I never asked for your opinions on that. What do you think about Imagine Dragons? I know, Tommy, like, I know you're not about that. You're not about Imagine Dragons.
I'm not about that life.
You're not about that life. You know what Imagine Dragons reminds me? It reminds me of the 8th grade life.
Ooh, yeah, wow.
Like a middle school.
That's like actually so true.
Yeah, it's when I almost said nuclear. I remember when Radioactive came out back then. That was
wow.
That was massive.
That's also that long ago?
Yeah, it's also like the title song for Imagine Dragons, in my opinion. It's like how...
So, like, have you ever heard of Imagine Dragons? Yeah, the name sounds familiar. What's one of their songs?
Acid?
Radioactive. Oh, yeah. Chemicals? Chemicals.
I don't know. I'm sure. Is that the... Never mind. But I always think of, like these title song for each artist. Like, I think of Radioactive for Imagine Dragons. For some reason, I always think about The Best of You for Foo Fighters. We were definitely... gonna play once we get to them, but once we aren't ganged into is the Mad Libs. But I think we're just gonna wait that out. I think we're gonna pit Pearl Jam versus Panic one last time, starting off with Panic.
Sit tight, I'm gonna need you to keep time. Come on, just snap your fingers for me. Good, now we're making some progress. Come on, just tap your toes to the beat. And I believe they call for a proper introduction. Well, don't you see? I'm the narrator and this is just a prologue. Sort of shake it up if you sort of listen. We're still so young, desperate for attention. I am to be.
have an announcement to make. It seems the artists these days are not who you think, so we'll pick back up on that on another page. And I believe this may call for a proper introduction, and well, don't you see, I'm the narrator and this is just the prologue. I ain't to be your eyes. Don't be boys, don't be wise. Smart as you get up, baby, you sweat and listen. Oh, we're still so young, desperate for attention. I ain't to be your eyes. Don't be boys, don't be
difference by Panic at the Disco, and for one last time we're gonna pit them against Pearl Jam.
That was the second track from their first album.
And up next we have Pearl Jam with Go from their Versus album, released in 1993.
Yeah.
That was Go by Pearl Jam, and I think Mike wants to finish this bracket off with
the Mad Lads, Mad Libs, Mad Minute. All right, so here we go. Dear school nurse, panic! Milutinovic will not be attending school today. He has come down with a case of sick beats and has horrible pilots and a sloppy fever. We have made an appointment with the groovy Dr. Cabbage, who has studied for many years in Toronto and has 15 degrees in pediatrics. He will send you all the information you need. Thank you. Sincerely, Mrs. Mrs. Barbaris. Whew, that was a mouthful to get out at the end.
Yeah, that's barbaric, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
So speaking of Milutinovic, it's almost like he's right here.
It is.
Panic. Where's Mike?
Oh, no.
Where's Mike? Anyway, enough of that. We just finished off our Panic versus maybe next round.
Maybe.
But we just finished off our matchup between Pearl Jam and Panic. I think we officially have the results in. Tommy, take it away from me, please. I'm begging you.
Alright, so for the advancing between the artist Maroon 5 and Boyz II Men, it's their number one seed, Maroon 5, at 78% of the votes.
Yeah, Boyz II Men only at 22%. Wow. The rough part about seeing first seed to AC matchup, it's just like seeing just like how I feel like, you know what I've noticed about brackets lately? Not lately, but like over the past few years, I noticed somebody would be like 6th or 7th seed and get really far. Justin Timberlake last year was 7th seed, and he won the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, if you look at brackets from all over the years, you just have anyone who's like not bomb 4, because anyone who's ever an 8th seed, unfortunately, loses really early. That's something I've noticed, is just how early 8th seed. But it's always, like, 6th or 7th that does pretty well, considering all the upsets they made.
True.
Yeah, I mean, the 8th seeds are up against the 1st seed, and that's just
going to be real strong. When you have Maroon 5, who also went extremely far last year.
Sure, yeah, that is very true.
You are going to struggle. Anyway, that was a Listen by Numbers region. We also have their other bracket versus their 4th and 5th seed. Tommy, take this one last time.
Between the 4th seed, Jackson 5, and the 5th seed, Blink-182, this is a close one. At 55%, Jackson 5, they took it.
That's crazy, honestly.
That was so close.
I think that's definitely, I'm not riding on Jackson 5, but that could be a name thing. That's what we think about a lot of matchups.
True, yeah.
It's also Michael Jackson.
We're not
doing anything wrong with Michael Jackson. And just, like, Jackson has been in every March Mayhem Music bracket. Yeah. Everyone. And I'm pretty sure he won one of the years. So, he's high seed every single year.
True.
So, yeah. Like, we're thinking, like, maybe we shouldn't have Jackson. But we also should, because he's important.
Yeah.
Let's just do Jackson 5.
It's such a hard decision.
They have a number. That's what Listen by Numbers plan was. Just have all these artists by names, like Blink-182, Maroon 5.
I mean, that's a great idea.
It really is, honestly. It's so creative.
I think it's one of the best brackets.
It's a really interesting bracket.
Like, idea-wise. I also think Clout Chasers, which would be up next, is also a pretty diverse bracket. Yeah. All their artists, not all of them, like Drake, but a lot of their artists are relatively new artists. That's such an interesting bracket. Anyway, I don't want to go off to somebody else's bracket. No. I want to go back to the Mad Lads. We're going to have Foo Fighters, our first seed, versus Bad Dragons. I know, I was talking about Best of You just a few minutes ago. I was thinking of, like, Foo Fighters. What's the song? Best of You. You know, the best. We're going to go with the Foo Fighters.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Will you bother and say, yes, don't be abused. Is someone getting the best of you?
And that was the best, the best, the best, the best, the best, the best, the best of the Food Fighters. Man, they just make me so hungry. But you know what doesn't make me hungry? Radioactive Waves. And that's what's coming up right here in Stern High School Radio. Radioactive from Imagine Dragons. Coming out from their 2012 album, Night Vision. And here it is on Sterling High School Radio.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus.
Your mind bender. For 2 months, I got you.
No, you don't. You have us 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
WSHS Sterling High School Radio, streaming all the greatest hits from the 60s to today, live from Somerdale, New Jersey.
Yeah! When the days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wrongs we hail are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you pull my keys, look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's on the inside, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Ears call it so last over, when the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl, so they dug your grave in the masquerade. We'll come calling out at the mess you made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you pull my keys, look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's on the inside, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. They say it's what you make, I say it's up to fate. It's woven in my soul, I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine so bright, I wanna say that lie. I can't escape this now, unless you show me how. When you put my ear, look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's on the inside, it's where my demons hide.
All right, and that was, we played Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, No Way Back by Foo Fighters, and Demons, also by Imagine Dragons.
Thanks a lot for that, Tommy. This is our 4-5 matchup. We are going to have voting live by the end of the show, so if you want Panic or Pearl Jam to win, go vote at SHS Radio on Twitter.
Knights Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. At Knights Radio on Twitter.
That is, yeah, you can't get that fused. Knights Radio. Get our drill into your head. Or if you want to see, or if you want to go vote for Foo Fighters versus Imagine Dragons, then go ahead and vote. Next week, we are going to come back with our own matchup, our 3-6 matchup, which will be 21 Pilots versus Nirvana. And we're going to have our second or seventh seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Fall Out Boy. We're going to go next Thursday, so if you want to vote for either of those, again, wait till the end of the show. And, as always, go Knights. But, the thing is, we're also going to have Clout Chasers Monday. They're going to have Drake versus Travis Scott, and they're also going to have Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole. I think that's, like I said before, extremely diverse bracket.
Oh yeah, totally.
But again,
I honestly can't wait to hear Clout Chasers, honestly, because I'm not as intelligent with their bracket as many of the others, so I'm very interested to see what they have to bring to
Drake is first seed for a reason.
He's exactly.
They also have newcomers like Post Malone and the Uzi, who haven't been in any March Madness music bracket before. And I think that is our show for today. We are the Mad Lads Rock. I'm Mike McNally. I was your host for today.
I'm Mike Malutinovic.
I'm Tom Keen.
I'm David Geisner.
And thank you for listening. As always, go vote at At Night Radio, we're going to finish our day off with the Foo Fighters. Thank you for listening.
Down tonight. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting up on me. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke it down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all the years. So I've
running home to you. I've told a million lies, but now I tell a single truth. There's you in everything I do. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke you down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all the years. So tell me that I'm wrong. I've walked that road before and left you on your own. And please believe them when they say that it's left for yesterday and the records that I play. Please forgive me for all I've done. So
that was I Bet My Life by Imagine Dragons. We just have some breaking news here. The polls are now up for the first two brackets of the Mad Lads Rocks region.
Make sure you vote at Mad Lads Radio
on Twitter. Alright, ready Tom?
Yep.
We're going to close this thing out. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio, March Mayhem of Music, and as always, go Knights!
Yeah,